I have been ashamed of some of my associations in times past, unsavory people participating with them, and I guess I was just as unsavory as they were. But the people I am not ashamed of are all the people of God that I know, all those people I call brothers and sisters who've received the grace of Jesus Christ through repentance and confession and faith. There's one in particular that I like. He's a man that most people would be ashamed to be around, really. They would be embarrassed to be around him because he's mentally ill. He is a Christian man, but he is a little odd turned. Not that he's ungodly. He prays and he's a godly man. And he's taught me that someone can be a Christian even if they're mentally ill. I'm not ashamed of him because he's my brother in Christ. And I'm not ashamed of any of the people that I know to be genuine Christians. You know, Jesus is not ashamed of us either. Listen to what it says in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter and the 10th verse. For it became him, that is Jesus, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all of one. For which case he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren, and in the midst of the church I will sing praise unto you. And again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death all their lifetime were subject to bondage. For truly, he did not take upon himself the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham. You see, Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. He's not ashamed of that. He's not ashamed to have us as sibling. He's not ashamed to be seen with us. He's not ashamed to talk to us. He's not ashamed of associating with us in any way. In fact, he liked us and loved us so much that he became like us. And becoming like us, he had to suffer the same things we suffer. Tiredness, hunger, death, all those things that we suffer through our lives, he suffered. And he did it so he could set us free, because he loves us and he's not ashamed of us. Know this, as the Son of God is not ashamed of us, so we should not be ashamed of any of our brothers and sisters. But do what we can to encourage and nurture them in the Lord and receive the same from them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know that Jesus is not ashamed of me. That is such a wonderful thing to know and a thing to dwell on today and to think about. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that grace. Father, help me never to be ashamed of my brothers and sisters, wherever they are, whatever church they may go to, whatever kind of person they may be, no matter the color of their skin, no matter their ethnic origin or background or their status in life, whether they have money, they don't have money. Help me always to be unashamed to call them brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.